This is the parallax for Wednesday, July 22, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with an escalating conflict in the Middle East. The U.S. military carried out its 11th consecutive night of strikes against Iran, expanding attacks into provinces not previously targeted. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told the Senate that the war has cost $37.5 billion so far, and he's requesting nearly $88 billion more to continue operations. The death toll for U.S. service members now stands at 18, with the military confirming a third American killed in a Friday attack on a base in Jordan, Sergeant Angel S. Rampersad, 28, of New York. But here's where the coverage diverges sharply. The Guardian reports that Hegseth faced senators furious over the conflict's soaring price tag, and notes that nearly 100 U.S. service members have been injured over the past 2 weeks, while peace talks mediated by Pakistan continue. Meanwhile, Axios reports that Trump said at a White House meeting the U.S. will be hitting that area very probably pretty soon, referring to Iran's underground nuclear site known as Pickaxe Mountain. That signals Trump is not interested in a ceasefire and is moving toward escalation. Fox News reports Secretary of State Rubio said the U.S. remains open to talks but warned there will be consequences, stating Tehran's demand for control over the Strait of Hormuz sets a dangerous precedent. But the Washington Examiner reports that House Speaker Mike Johnson, despite urging the president to wrap it up, said he does not plan to use congressional powers to check Trump's war strategy. The BBC notes that Hegseth's Senate testimony was disrupted by protests as he disclosed the $37.5 billion cost figure. Turning to Congress, the House passed a continuing resolution by a vote of 220 to 205, largely along party lines, to fund the federal government through December 4th, well past the November 3rd midterm elections. The Guardian reports Republican leaders sought to diffuse a volatile issue in the run-up to midterms with the measure. Fox News reports Speaker Johnson warned that Democrats would force another government shutdown before midterms if the measure failed. The Washington Examiner identifies the six Democrats who crossed the aisle: Representatives Henry Cuellar, Don Davis, Jared Golden, Vicente Gonzalez, Gabe Vasquez, and Kathy Castor. The bill now heads to the Senate, where prospects remain uncertain. In Arizona, Trump-backed candidates swept the Republican primary elections. Representative Andy Biggs won the GOP gubernatorial nomination with roughly 70% of the vote, setting up a general election against Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. The Guardian reports Biggs was a central figure in the effort to overturn Trump's 2020 election defeat, a detail that carries weight in how different outlets frame the results. Fox News simply reports that Trump's endorsed candidates performed strongly in the primaries and described former NFL kicker Jay Feely as a true America First conservative. NPR notes the primaries set the field for what are expected to be heated contests for Congress and governor in a swing state this fall. Moving to international affairs, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani posted a video statement calling Netanyahu a war criminal, the architect of a horrific genocide against the Palestinian people. Mamdani acknowledged that his office lacks the legal authority to arrest Netanyahu under the International Criminal Court's warrant, but urged President Trump and federal authorities to carry out the arrest if Netanyahu visits New York for the UN General Assembly later this year. The Washington Examiner and Fox News both report that Mamdani conceded the city cannot make the arrest itself, a detail often buried in other outlets' coverage of the statement. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed Oleksandr Syrsky as commander-in-chief of the armed forces and appointed Joint Forces Commander Mykhailo Dropati as his replacement. The BBC reports Syrsky was dismissed after backlash over the removal of popular defense minister Mykhailo Fedorov. Zero Hedge describes the move as risky amid ongoing war. On a very different continent, France's parliament approved a law making it the first European Union country to pass a blanket ban on social media for children under 15. The law will require platforms to verify user ages beginning in September, with full enforcement from January. NPR reports the move comes as concerns grow worldwide over the harmful effects of digital content on kids. France follows the United Kingdom and Australia, which have moved towards similar restrictions. That's three.